Our producer Brad playing one of my least favorite songs there. Who is that? Who sings that song, by the way?
I don't know. 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
From Brad.
This pop music today. Ugh.
Kids today.
Yeah.
And their music.
Man, I caught a nice, nice little stretch of music on Hank 96.1 yesterday. It was fantastic.
Well, you have to tell us.
Yes.
What'd you hit?
I'm in the car with the kids. Of course they want to listen to 106.3. That's, you know, that's their jam.
Right.
Dad says, I can't take it today, boys. I cannot take the pop music this afternoon. Let me search around on the dial. I hit 96.1, and they are, what is the first song? What was that first song? We all knew it. Anyway, the second song was, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? The Bellamy Brothers, classic country. Great song. Love the, what do you call those things? What? Every country song has these. What's the name of the double meaning stuff? Like, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold that against me? Or would you?
Yeah, would you hold that against me?
Or would you hold it against me? Yeah.
Please.
What is that called, Brad? Do you remember? What's the name of that? What is the term for that?
I like dual meaning.
Double entendre.
Oh.
Double entendre.
Okay.
Yes. So then, the next one was John Anderson's Swingin'. Sitting on the front porch eating chocolate pie. We was swangin'.
I mean,
you cannot get any more American country, honest, good-hearted music than that right there.
So much better when you sing it.
John Anderson does a way better job. But the wife and I were in unison.
And the boys?
Singing, swinging. Now, the boys have no idea, no.
Were they asleep by that time?
Well, see, there was another song, though, that I got them to sing. By the end of it, they started singing the words to it.
That's pretty good.
Because it was so catchy, and they knew it. But I cannot remember right now. Anyway, did you stay up last night and watch Pacquiao? Did you happen to do that?
No,
you didn't do that? Well, I was about to go to bed. I'm on the verge of going to bed. I had just watched about 4 episodes of Homeland, trying to catch up on some of these shows. That the 4th of July weekend is here, got a little time off. I must have 10 shows to watch. Homeland is one of them. Better Call Saul.
You need to get caught up on that.
That's all DVR'd.
So we can chat.
Mr. Robot is all DVR'd. Okay. Haven't seen that. The Americans, haven't seen the latest season of that. Those shows right there. Plus on Netflix, Orange is the New Black.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
From the very beginning.
I've only heard, Orange is the New Black, Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
I bet, it's a good show regardless, but your wife, Jamie, might like it too.
Okay.
I mean, she would maybe enjoy it, because there's, what's the women's prison?
It's tough, man.
Not that Jamie's into women's prisons, but she is a woman. So that right there qualifies her for some mild interest, just being female. No, but from the very beginning to now, it's quite a journey.
Okay.
It's a good show. And, of course, House of Cards I haven't seen. And I haven't seen the latest season of Bloodline. Have you watched Bloodline?
Jamie watched the first maybe two. Is there 2 seasons?
Or how, Bloodline, many, I think so.
I don't know.
I think
she watched
2,
maybe
yeah.
the first season. I don't know if she's picking it back up now or what. But
anyway, so I have 2 episodes of Homeland left. So it's intense. I love that show. It's the only reason I have Showtime is 4.
And the only reason you were up to see Pacquiao.
Yeah, and the only reason, we had watched. She's like, you want to watch another episode? I'm like, yeah, all right. So we get to, 11:30 now. I'm like, all right, let's go to bed. Here comes the Pacquiao. I was like, oh, I forgot about this fight. Well, let's see. This is kind of interesting because it's Jeff Horn. You have no idea who he is. No one does.
No.
But he's from Australia. He's this former school teacher, a pure Rocky Balboa type story. Who rises up undefeated. He's like 17-0-1 or something going into the fight. And it's in Brisbane, Australia, his home. So Pacquiao, a 38-year-old boxing legend, comes down to Australia to fight this hometown Rocky.
Take some free coin, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the thought process.
So Australia is going crazy for this kid, you know. And he comes out, and he's aggressive, and he's hanging in there with Pacquiao. it's a really good fight. Like, you remember the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? That was a horrible disappointment. They stole everyone in America's money. This one was free on ESPN, so you're not losing any money. You're, you know, that's your cable bill.
Probably the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the one thing that was odd about it.
You want to be competitive these days in boxing with your competition of UFC and everything. Probably need to be free.
When you watch it as a pay-per-view, of course, they don't take commercial breaks. Well, on ESPN, they take commercial breaks. So it was odd in that way. Like, this is supposed to be a big fight. You're going to commercial? What? I need to see
that. That's interesting. Because I would imagine it would be kind of NASCAR-ish, you know, where you at least do the double box, have a scrolling sponsor maybe, or something like that. Like, they've invented the way to do things. But anyway.
Toward the end of the fight, the latter rounds, I want to say rounds 8 through 12, they didn't take a commercial break. They were commercial-free. But what they did do is they had a little box, like you're talking about with NASCAR, they push back. Well, they brought in a little box of Stephen A. Smith to comment on the fight.
Sold.
Yeah. I would rather have seen a commercial. Ugh. And he was with Steve Levy. I don't even know what Steve Levy was there for. I guess just to say, Stephen A. Smith, go.
Steve Levy.
I don't know what they had him.
Does he have any boxing background?
He wasn't supposed to, I don't think. He's just there to introduce Stephen A. Smith.
I was just curious, okay, so we've got nothing from Stephen A. Smith because he knows nothing of boxing.
No. And he acts like he does, though, of course.
Well, he acts like he knows stuff about everything.
Right. But listening to the fight, Teddy Atlas is the worst. I mean, he just kills you. They had, was it Tim Bradley and Teddy Atlas to go with Joe Tessitore? I like Joe Tessitore. And Joe is super excited. He is just hyping this thing. He is over the top at points. And I think Atlas probably brings that out of him a little bit more so than normal. So it's like the 9th round, and Pacquiao is about to put this kid down. He's got his right eye is all cut up. He's got him. And Atlas is going, this kid is melting like a puddle in the hot Australian sun. He's melting right before our eyes. Like, oh my God, Atlas.
Ugh. Is he really?
Well, he takes a beating in the 9th round. All right, so the doctor comes over and says, do you want to continue with this? I mean, come on. You have got blood gushing from your eye over here. You beaten pretty badly. You look dazed and confused out there. If you want to continue, you got to show me something. You got to show me something. So he says, okay. He goes back out. And in the 10th, 11th, and 12th round, he's in there with Pacquiao. Now, Pacquiao had just exerted quite a bit of energy trying to finish this kid off in the 9th round. So Pacquiao really didn't have much left in the tank for those final 3 rounds. But Jeff Horn hung in there. However, here's the thing about this fight is Horn, he didn't land nearly as many punches as Pacquiao. Pacquiao landed something like 32% of his punches to this kid's like 15%. It was something like 180 to 90 or something like that. I've got this article here that's crazy. Yeah, here it is. Horn landed 15% of his shots compared to Manny's 32%. So Horn landed 92 compared to 182.
Sounds like an overwhelming majority.
Yeah. So Manny Pacquiao has clearly won this fight. I mean, he almost put the guy out in the 9th round. And then they hung on in the final rounds. Now, this guy got some good shots in on Pacquiao. I mean, Pacquiao was actually bleeding from 2 sides of his head from headbutts. He had gotten cut open on the left and right side of his head, and that blood's just pouring down his face. That is bloody, bloody fight. But they gave the fight to Horn.
And a little hometown cooking.
I think so. It was funny, though, this guy, Tim Bradley, is, I guess he's fought Pacquiao and beaten him before. He's fought him like 3 times. I just am not familiar with this guy. I might even not have his name right, Tim Bradley. It just
sounds good, though, doesn't it?
But, so, you said home cooking here in Australia. Well, that's something that Tim Bradley brings up, and he goes, yeah, well, we are in Argentina. And Teddy Atlas goes, or Australia. Like, oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes. Australia. I apologize. Australia.
That's kind of the quintessential. I think you took one too many to the head.
Pacquiao might have
you were boxing.
Yeah. Yeah. So here is the absurdity of this fight. Are you ready with this, Brad? Do you have this ready to go? Okay, so here is, this is the broadcast from ESPN last night. And then they cut it up a little bit and alternate with Stephen A. Smith's reaction as well as Teddy Atlas's reaction. So this is the end of that fight in all of its glory. Here you go.
And the winner by unanimous decision. And no!
What did we just see? It's a horrible decision. Horrible.
They gave a trophy, a win, a huge win, to Horn, the local kid, for trying hard.
Something's wrong with this decision. It was bogus.
You're not supposed to get it for trying hard. You're supposed to get it for winning. You're supposed to get it for winning. You're supposed to get it for winning.
It's stuff like this that hurts the sport of boxing.
Pacquiao won the fight. If you go... the real rules, the Marcus of Queensberry rules. Who lands the cleaner punches?
Just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I cannot believe Manny Pacquiao got job the way that he did tonight. I can't believe it.
Who did you think won?
I thought Pac won the fight, honestly.
The judges said otherwise.
So, this causes Atlas to go into, it was just, that was cut up. You only heard bits and pieces of it, but he goes, the worst thing that ever happened in America is when they decided to give everybody a trophy for participating. And now they gave this kid the victory for trying hard. You're not supposed to get it for trying hard. You're supposed to get it for winning the fight. I mean, he almost lost. I mean, he was slamming the table when he's saying this. He's out of breath. I mean, it was too much. And he was visibly mad, upset, and bothered by this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the rest of us are going, well, this is kind of why boxing isn't a thing.
Meanwhile, yours truly hears the interviews of each fighter afterward, and they ask Jeff Horn, Jeff, it's in your contract for this fight to be a rematch here in Brisbane later this year. Would you be up for a rematch? He's like, yes. They go to Pacquiao. Pacquiao, it's written in this contract for you to come back if you want to. Would you be willing to come back to Brisbane, Australia and fight Jeff Horn again? Absolutely, says Pacquiao, without hesitation. Folks, if you cannot see through this, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you could get outraged if you want. Of course, ESPN needs to play this up because they're going to get the rematch.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the rematch isn't worth a darn if Jeff Horn loses, is it?
No.
But a 38-year-old Pacquiao champion who loses his belt, and now it's time for revenge.
Yeah, the comeback.
Yeah. And another payday. And viewers. I mean, this...
because of the insanity that unfolds, and oh my gosh, Pacquiao got job, Stephen A. Smith going on and on about it.
I mean, it's judges that rule the winner of the fight. They can do what they want. I mean, we've seen it before in boxing. This is nothing new. To me, I am 100% certain. I don't know. You couldn't not convince me otherwise that this fight was not set up this way from the very beginning. That's why they wrote in the contract a rematch. So to be upset about it is hyping the fight again, or just being plain stupid? Because it's, I mean, the reason they gave it to Horn is because of the rematch. And the guys had agreed to the rematch minutes after the fight was over.
Yeah.
Because they had agreed to it already in a contract, and they knew what was going to happen.
No matter how it unfolds, unless he gets knocked out.
Right.
Yeah, so, ooh, whoops, my bad.
Which
Pacquiao puts him on the floor.
That's the ninth round. Yeah. before. I mean, they made a great, entertaining show of it.
Right.
But here's Atlas throughout the fight saying how Horn is not as skilled, that he's making all kinds of mistakes. And it's only that Manny Pacquiao being 38 years old that Horn is still in this fight. Like, he makes the point that even 3 years ago, Horn's down and out. Because Horn leads in with his head, and he comes in sloppy, and his punches are rounded out. So he leaves openings for Pacquiao to knock him out time and time and time again. They're basically saying, like, Horn is a sloppy fighter. His feet are not good enough. His punches leave too much opening. So almost to the point of Pacquiao should have ended this in the first three rounds. And Vegas. Vegas didn't have it going 12 rounds. So these two guys put on a show. It was an entertaining fight because there was action. They made it action-packed. There was plenty of blood on both sides. It went the distance. And there was a controversial decision. Everything you could possibly want to sell a rematch.
Other than, like, man, maybe a Tyson Holyfield rematch would have been great because he bit his ear off. Right? Like, hey, you want a rematch? Yeah, that's awesome. Only thing missing from this one, right?
Our buddy Josh Green, former producer of this show, at jgreenmachine15 tweets, I still can't believe Horn beat Manny last night. Josh, tune in. Tune into the show. I'm telling you why it's easy to believe that Horn beat Manny last night. Because he was supposed to beat him from the very beginning when they signed a contract for a rematch in Brisbane, Australia. They had that stadium. I don't know how many people were there, but it was like Commonwealth Stadium. If Commonwealth Stadium had a boxing match in the middle on the 50-yard line.
You mean Kroger Field.
I'm sorry, Kroger Field. Gosh, that's going
to
be...
You want to make sure that you're
that's going to be
correct
and going to be a while.
Statement.
It's like Whitaker Bank Ballpark. You would call that Applebee's Park forever because yeah. That's what it was for 10 years. But, yeah, it's going to take a while getting used to Kroger Field. Speaking of which, big commitment for Kentucky yesterday. And we'll switch and talk about that next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Alex Rising from ABC 36 filling in. Give us a call, 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program date. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. To help keep your bill low, set your thermostat at as high a temperature as comfortably possible and ensure humidity control if needed. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall bill will be. And if you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
control, independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
How long has it been since you heard this song, Alex?
I have no idea. There's no way I could remember this.
Oh, man. This is a classic right here. I mean, just listen to the lyrics. Yeah.
Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Sean and feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Swinging.
And happy to be swinging.
This is why you either love or hate country music, right?
I
love it.
Yeah.
It's up my alley, but...
But they don't make them like this anymore.
No, they don't. No.
Nobody has a lyric
Today's country is terrible. Let's just say it out loud.
Yeah. I mean, there's no...
It's awful.
There's no lyric
it's
about...
It's pop music.
Yeah.
I mean, the majority of it. I'm not putting everybody in the cat, but most right. of it. The Luke Bryan's... I can't do it.
I mean...
I can't do it.
Brothers on the sofa eating chocolate pie. Mama's in the kitchen cutting up chicken to fry. Daddy's in the backyard rolling up a garden hose.
Yes.
I'm on the front porch with sweetheart in the swing. Swinging.
Man. just giving you the rundown, you know, just kind of painting the picture. Picture, I know exactly what's going on.
It's so good. It's so good. Keaton Upshaw, the 6'7" tight end out of Lima, Ohio, committing to Kentucky yesterday. UK already has Brendan Bates, that big name tight end out of Cincinnati Moeller, I believe.
Like tight end you all of a sudden.
Yeah. I guess CJ Conrad.
Greg Hart still on the...
Yep. You'd expect CJ to have... He could have had a bigger year last year, but... It just wasn't utilized as much.
No.
Yeah, that one route that he would run. It was open where Steven didn't get him a couple times that would have been touchdowns. But when they did connect there, you know what I'm talking about. The little he just kind of slips out and he's over the middle.
Yeah.
And if you hit him, there's nobody there. They would catch the defense with their pants down on that.
Because they're daring it. Well, I mean, isn't that the thing? It's like, well, if you're never going to throw to the guy,
right,
and the quarterback's not going to read it, and he never gets down to the progression or whatever the case may be, then we're just going to leave him wide open, double down somewhere else.
Yeah.
Until you hit it.
Who were they playing where he went bananas? You had like three touchdowns, and I don't remember. It was a cupcake.
It wasn't Austin Peay. Was it?
I don't think it was that late in the season. It was early on. I have to look at the schedule. But anyway, he had that huge game, and so you thought, well, this is it, you know. But really, Conrad's success is based on Steven Johnson's ability to get him the ball, really. I mean, but Conrad is a weapon. Make no doubt about it. They need to utilize him a little bit more. The last 6'7" tight end that Kentucky recruited, Dakota Holzclaw, is no longer on the team. But this kid chose UK over Cincinnati, Louisville, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Purdue.
The area.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. But it moves Kentucky's class up. They got 14 commits now. They're number 20 in the 24/7 rankings.
By the way, New Mexico State was the game that he had where he caught five passes for 133 yards. How many touchdowns? Doesn't give me that here. I feel like it was three. I think it was three. Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
New Mexico State. Yes. Thank you, Brad.
On it.
Yeah. I like that style of update better than the post-it notes, Brad. I was going to tell you because Brad is so detailed and meticulous that he'll jump in and he will do the research. But by the time
he finishes, give us the credit. Well, and then we moved on.
Yeah. So by the time he finishes a great note, a great research, a great update, we're talking about something else and the moment is past.
Because we're in a stream of consciousness. You never know.
Exactly. I've got I've got notes jotted down to get to, but the rest of it is just, yeah.
You know, you get caught up in a country song, and then all of a sudden you forget what you're doing.
Exactly. So, Kentucky's recruiting is just, I mean, it was already.
Are you a numbers guy, though, with the recruiting? And, okay, better to be in a top 20 class, right, than be down and out, right? Mm-hmm. But at some point, you're saying, hey, look, you have to see the progress, and the progress was last year. I would assume most people would agree to that, at least to some degree.
People who complain about recruiting stars and that stuff and say, well, it's just a bunch of nerds who write up these scouting reports and assign stars to these kids. None of that stuff really matters. Okay. So if Georgia and Alabama and LSU
start getting two and three stars,
and they have the best recruiting classes in the country year after year, and they're good year after year, and you beat Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, LSU for a kid. Like, he's got those schools want him, and he comes to Kentucky instead. And you do that two times, three times, four times, five times. So you're saying that doesn't matter. That you're just looking at players, and so if you beat UAB, Troy, South Florida for a kid, well, that's just as good because you were better at evaluating talent or whatever. The reason Georgia and Alabama and LSU are good, or they get the kids that go to Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. I mean, it's not... the star system...
It can be flawed. Yes, and of absolutely. Course, you're betting on potential, just like a draft or anything else. But five-star means he has five-star potential.
But you absolutely would rather beat out those schools as opposed to a Marshall.
Yeah.
You just would.
Now, you hope that you're getting the five-star kids that reach the five-star potential. Because, again, as we know, there are certainly guys who were rated five stars that wind up not being really more like three sometimes.
I mean, some of
So you don't want the bust.
Yeah, no. I mean, some of Kentucky's best players have been, you look at Randall Cobb. He was in Alcoa, Tennessee, right there.
Three-star that doesn't have much love but has the chip on the shoulder to prove everybody wrong.
I mean, he grows up in Tennessee's shadow right there, shadow of Neyland Stadium, and they go, eh.
Alcoa.
They would have liked to have him. I mean, Jacob Tammy.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know, a heavily recruited
homegrown
guy. Yeah.
Just a worker.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andre Woodson,
He had some acclaim.
He went to that Elite 11 thing, which is where Jaren Williams is now, who turned down Alabama, remember, and said, I'm done. I'm not looking anywhere else. Yes, I decommitted, but I'm recommitting to UK, and Alabama wanted him. So did all these other schools. And he is, he'd done well last time I saw. He made the opening at,
it's out in Oregon, right?
Yeah. And don't they take 20? Is that what they take? I know it's called Elite 11, but They take 20, I think. And I haven't read a lot about it, but I just saw something where it said they ranked him third in day one at the opening. So that's pretty good.
Get a little more competition in the stable. Keep stacking for the future.
We can debate this quarterback situation.
Is there one?
Well, somebody asked me if there was any way they thought Steven Johnson didn't, you know, the Drew Parker
no.
had a shot. I said, no, I don't I don't think he has a shot unless Stephen Johnson goes out and plays poorly.
Loses at Southern Miss. It at least opens the door.
And then plays poorly in game 2, 3, and maybe even 4.
I think he's... When you save the coaching staff's jobs, you get a little leeway.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Exactly. So, yeah.
If you get the keys a little longer.
If he turns the ball over in that opening game at Southern Miss, and it leads to a loss because of turnovers...
That are his fault.
And an inability to move the offense or something. And then you come back in game 2 and play poorly again. They're still going to give him game 3, I think, even though there will be all kinds of calls for Drew Barker to play. I think what do you put the number of games he plays poorly in? Well, what if he comes back in game 3 and plays well?
His.
And then plays poorly again in game 4. I almost think he has to have 3 games in a row or 4 out of 5.
Yeah, because I think
the coaching
say,
staff decides to move. A
you could say
direction.
Game 4. Well, hey, look, but he just played good in game 3. We got to give him 5.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see if this trends back up.
Right
now, I know people will say you've already lost your season at that to some degree because you've lost at Southern Miss, which is non-SEC. You got to kind of get that one right. To keep showing improvement and all those other things, blah, blah.
Like you said.
But I think he's...
You get leeway when you save the
Benny
coaching
Snell?
Staff his job.
Benny Snell, you can put out some rap songs, son. we might say take it down after, but you kind of get to do whatever you want. You get to post Man with the Golden Voice stuff on Twitter,
Right.
You saved all of our jobs.
Yes, I think you're crazy if you think... that Drew Barker is getting a chance to start. There's no way.
I don't think he's physically even ready. Do you remember in the spring, we got a couple of looks, and he's down here on the very end past Walker Wood.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious it's by string.
Yeah. Well, they say he's back now, but did you happen to see, I think Gunnar Hoke had a birthday within the last couple days here.
I did not.
And Mama... tweeted, happy birthday. This is your year, she said. This is your year.
And motivational.
So, yeah.
Mom likes.
But who looked the best in the spring game?
He did look very good.
To me, if we're looking at a scenario where Stephen Johnson has done enough to convince the coaching staff that they need to make a change, I would be more in favor of going with Gunnar Hoke. Because he has more time ahead of him. He's going to be here longer. So if you're looking long term and short term based on what he did in the spring game, although you can't take a whole lot out of the spring game.
You can take certainly enough.
But you see something, yes. You see something in talent and ability to pass and accuracy.
And I think fans would jump on that too. Give me the new kid.
Yeah.
Give me the something right. Fresh. We know
we already saw Barker.
Yeah. Get him out. Yeah. And he's injured. I don't even care if he comes back. He's done.
Right.
Washed up.
Right.
And if Steven can't get it done, then give me the next kid. We always like the next fresh backup QB.
Yes. I agree. I think there's been a loss of confidence in Barker because he didn't light the world on fire when
he's
he came
in. He's had his cracks, right?
Yeah.
He's had multiple cracks.
But it's so hard to succeed that first time around in the SEC at quarterback. Yeah. It takes growing pains. So you're hoping, if you're the UK staff, what you're believing is those growing pains happened for Stephen Johnson last year in turnovers and in lack of accuracy in the mid-range passing game.
But also in some wins.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, he's
able to overcome.
He's getting at least 5 games, I think.
And again, nice to be able to, hey, if stuff's not going well, turn. Hand off.
Yeah.
Wildcat. Hey, Benny, help a boy out. Okay.
Now, the flip side of that is he has truly had the growing pains, and they are behind him, and he is unreal. He takes another step and becomes...
If he could just take...
Something phenomenal.
Yeah.
Where he's hitting all those passes, his accuracy is much improved.
Receivers catching the ball would also help.
And he doesn't turn the ball over. Now, that could happen, too.
Man, that'd be great.
But as someone who has followed Kentucky for a long time, I feel like the other scenario is more likely. Just that we're going to be looking at, because Kentucky has so many quarterbacks and options here, that we're going to be looking at a guy who has to be 70% on his passes, who can't turn it over at all, or else there's going to be some quit running the ball. We need to throw it. We got too many weapons. Put in Hoke. Look, we got to take a break. We ran past it. Al, we'll get to you right after this. ABC 36 is Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports. The Bluegrass State Games are one of the longest-running state competitions in the country and the signature event of the Bluegrass Sports Commission. Check it out online at bgsg.org. Presented by Kentucky Department of Tourism, LFUCG, Papa John's, Central Bank, University of Kentucky, and Kentucky Utilities.
The 4th of July clearance event is going on now at Greens Toyota of Lexington. Save thousands with our Green Saver coupon with over 600 vehicles to choose from.
Great people! Great cars, think Greens.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Are you ready to celebrate the 4th of July this year? Hot dogs? Check. Charcoal? Check. Fireworks? Don't answer that just yet. Did you know that almost 12,000 people a year get taken to the hospital with injuries from fireworks? If you can't leave the fireworks to the pros this year, then check out the fireworks safety and insurance tips at insurancequotes.com. We want you to celebrate carefully and make sure that your home and health insurance policies are up to date. Those hot dogs will taste a lot better with some peace of mind on the side.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Considering a master's degree in social work? Asbury University's nationally ranked Christ-centered MSW program has your goals in mind. To learn more about our CSWE-accredited Master of Social Work, go to asbury.edu/MSW for more details.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We were talking a little bit of UK football, but we started the show with that Pacquiao fight. And here is something crazy that came out of that fight. You know, in case you didn't know, since last summer, Pacquiao has been a senator. He's voted into office. He is a senator in the Philippines.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a senator.
Awesome.
This would be like if McConnell was a boxer.
There are those who would say he is a boxer in the political ring. We're here all day until 11.
Now, you remember Daniel Orton and Pacquiao, right? So Pacquiao goes into the basketball league in the Philippines and plays, and he is atrocious, and they, like, get out of the way. So, I mean, they clear the ways for him to make layups, and he just keeps missing. And Daniel Orton's the only one who would call it as he saw it. Well, Pacquiao is such a hero, he can do no wrong. This is, you know, the great leader here. I mean,
shut your mouth, yeah. Daniel Orton.
Right. The chosen one is Manny Pacquiao. He was phenomenal. You're lucky he's not going to stay in the league permanently and play basketball, because he would be the MVP. But he was clearly the worst. But because he's so beloved, Daniel Orton says, yeah, I think it's funny, you know, he should stick with boxing. Clearly. And they say, Orton, exit our country immediately. We are no longer paying you to play basketball in this country.
Thanks, but no thanks. You're playing basketball in the Philippines. You take it how it comes.
Right. So, I guess the president of the Philippines made a move to kind of martial law situation in one province area to fight ISIS, terror attacks. Okay, so somehow Pacquiao's loss last night prompted ISIS to say that his loss was an act of God, and it has now demoralized the Filipino army fighting the war on terror. That's how deep this fight last night goes.
I don't think they got the message that it was supposed to happen that way.
I don't think ISIS understands that Pacquiao knew that he was losing that fight. Not, they needed to put on a show for the rematch that's in the contract so they can get big money in Brisbane later this year.
Got to plug in.
Again. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Stupid ISIS.
Never get it.
Let's get to the phone line. 381-1313. Al is on the line. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great, Al.
I'm assuming that you're probably going to talk about the rumors about John Calipari, maybe your second Al, so I don't want to jump to if that's what you're going to do.
No, I've got it down here.
Okay, do you want to, I don't want to give commentary if you want to.
Well, I can tell you this. John Calipari, in my mind, has done something similar to what Pacquiao and Horn put on last night.
Transition.
They knew going into that fight that there would be a rematch and that Pacquiao had to lose that fight in order for a rematch to be a big moneymaker for him. So John Calipari orchestrated the Knicks publicity.
Yeah. Why is it taking so long for my name to be associated with an NBA team?
Right. Well, and then he's doing it to get more pub for the under-19 USA team. Like nobody,
Mike and Mike, Jim Rome.
Nobody pays attention to the under-19 USA team. Nobody.
They do now.
Think about two years before that, it was on no one's radar. The only reason we're paying attention is because John Calipari and two Kentucky players are there, Diallo and P.J. Washington. So it's not out there. Well, he's coming off three lottery picks, okay, but that was about that. Well, now he wants some pub for Team USA, and he wants some pub to show that he's...
For himself.
Yeah, that there's an NBA team interested in me, or that there's interest there. There's a connection. So he's just so good at making sure his name stays in the cycle. And so I think that there's no doubt in my mind that this was a Calipari move.
He's the genius.
Yeah, this wasn't just happenstance. This occurred because Calipari wanted it to.
Well, when you look at the state of the NBA, clearly the West is loaded with all-stars and a whole bunch of players. And the player movement generally started when LeBron James went to the NBA Finals 7 straight years, and arguably maybe the Golden State Warriors needed some type of more ammunition to beat him, and they added Kevin Durant to do so. Paul George recently went to the Thunder, which I thought was a bad move. So all of the players, all of the all-stars out west, so they're going to beat up on each other, knowing that they have to the road to the NBA Finals in the West got to go through Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas LeBron James is going to be solid. So if he could get a couple players, then he's going to be in the he has a chance of being in the NBA Finals because those guys are going to beat up on each other. And I think that Paul George, he was wanted to win or be on that stage, some kind of way they could have made a deal to get him some better players. I think that since David Griffin left that organization, that they need to look in the studio booth to. I would pull Jalen Rose out, who has a great NBA mind and knows the landscape of the NBA, to get LeBron James some help, because I think that the West is loaded, and I think the Warriors are going to come through it, but I think that he has a better chance of challenging them out of the East.
Well, I think LeBron's gone. I think after next year, he's going to bounce, because, he didn't want this GM to be let go. And he did. Let him go. And LeBron is not going to get – where's the help coming from? I mean, it's going to be Love and J.R. Smith and Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson. I mean, if they can't deal with that, who's available? Who could they
get?
For
money.
Yeah, I mean, they just – so I think LeBron probably takes off – and helps another super team. I think he's going to try. Heck, it could be New York. I mean, Carmelo. I mean, they've talked about that thing, you know. I don't know. I see LeBron trying to create another super team before he's done to match Golden State. I don't see him staying in Cleveland and waiting for...
Would you give it a one-year run, though? David or Gilbert. Would you give him multiple years somewhere else?
Oh... I would guess a couple, at least.
Maybe
right?
Two.
Yeah.
I think if it doesn't work in two, he's done. He just says, you know what, I'm good.
But where would he bounce to? I mean, Los Angeles is a spot that he has business.
I think in the East. Yeah. I think the Knicks.
Yeah, I think he goes East.
I think the Knicks are a big option there. He's talked about L.A. We've heard that thing before. But if you go to the West, my gosh.
There's too much.
There is too much. And look out. Here come the Timberwolves.
Yeah,
I mean, Jeff Teague, Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins. I mean, these guys are on the rise. Teague's got experience. So does Jimmy Butler. And you put that with the youth of Towns and Wiggins, the youth and talent there, look out.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that you have to look at with the NBA is that all of these big salaries that they're passing around, man, that the money is just so much. That
yeah, Steph Curry just got a deal for what, $40 million a year?
that's ridiculous.
I mean,
that's absolutely ridiculous, and that's more ridiculous than Floyd Mayweather getting $300 million to fight McGregor. So, you guys do great work on your radio, and
thank you,
Mr. Razin. You do great work on your TV.
Well, thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
Okay, y'all enjoy your day.
You too.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Haven't even mentioned that it's 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. We should probably mention that.
Yeah.
I feel like most people know. Maybe it's okay that we don't mention it.
But it's just such a great holiday. Just such a great holiday. Is it your favorite?
Well, I mean, it kind of has to be by default.
Oh, because you're American? Well, because you could say, right.
if you're a Christian,
you could say Christmas because...
But without...
Or Easter.
Without Independence Day, without the 4th of July, do you have the other holidays? Country, if you're not a country...
Country was built on religious
freedom.
You kind
of have to have the country first, probably, right?
Yeah.
Or you don't get to create other holidays as a country. So, yes.
I love all holidays.
I love
Thanksgiving. I love Christmas.
I think I like those more just because of the when they fall.
Yeah.
It's you're in the mix of football in November and then basketball, and you need a quick reprieve. Some turkey can do the body good.
And for instance, if Tuesday's the 4th of July, so if that was Christmas, well, a lot of people would have Monday off. People don't necessarily have Monday off. Monday's going to be a work day.
Right.
Home Depot and Lowe's will be open on the 4th of July, you know.
Get some yard work done, you know?
Yeah. If Tuesday was Christmas, you could cancel Monday. That's done. And then the following week, it's New Year's just like that. Yeah. So I just love that time. But 4th of July, the cookouts, the fireworks. I mean, our town has a dang pie festival where they like pie contest and then everybody eats.
What's more American than
after the contest
pie festival?
Yeah, exactly. That's tomorrow downtown. But see, I've never been because it's always the day before the 4th.
When you're usually either you're gone somewhere, yeah, maybe. Yeah. You a lake guy? You go to the lake?
I don't have a boat. No.
Well,
if I had
the
a boat,
key is know someone who has a boat.
Yeah.
Never own the boat yourself.
I am a lake guy, but I don't get to go.
You just
very
go
often.
Drop a blow up tube in there and just kind of wait around.
No, I would love to have a boat and go to the lake at every holiday opportunity, but no. All right, we're gonna take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Alex Risen from ABC 36 sitting in for Mary Jo here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Calling all golfers, tee it up at the Edmund Watts Golf Shop's 4th of July sale. Happening Friday through the 4th, cash in on deals like a 50% trade-in bonus on all TaylorMade and Callaway equipment, $5 off Titleist NXT golf balls, and $25 off Bushnell Tour V4 and V4 Shaft Laser rangefinders. And spend and save throughout the store. You won't want to miss this 4th of July sales event. 5 days only at Edmund Watts Golf Shop's, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
These are the nights to never die. Father told me.
Reds fans, 4 for 48 weekends are back when the Marlins come to town. July 21st through the 23rd. Buy 4 view level tickets and receive 4 vouchers for an ultimate wash from Mike's Car Wash for only $48. Take advantage of the 4 for 48. July 21st through the 23rd, presented by Reach Magazine. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit reds.com.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. Consider using an interior fan along with your window air conditioner to spread the cooled air through your home without greatly increasing your power use. Avoid placing appliances that give off heat, such as lamps or TVs, near thermostats. If you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I said your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
America.
There it is.
Got a little hole in that flag there.
When yes, Washington sir.
Took it across the Delaware.
Did you see the patriotic picture of Cash Daniel and C.J. Conrad?
I just
made
did.
It rounds. Cash Daniel's got, they both have the, they're not flannel shirts, but they got the flannel pattern on them.
Yeah.
Sleeveless, button-up shirts.
Naturally.
Showing off the guns.
Cowboy hat.
Cowboy hats. They have fake pistols holstered, and Cash is showing off his his American
proud
flag
to be an American
tattoo that runs from his elbow to the top of his shoulder. Yeah. And Cash is, he is Southeastern Kentucky personified. I mean, he is the Southeastern Kentucky hero.
Yeah.
You know, just the bass fishing, the hunting, the American flag tattoo.
The football.
The football, all of it.
The post-game interview after they beat Pikeville, you remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Legendary. Legendary.
It's beautiful.
No doubt. He would be great. I remember I tried to get him last year at, you know, Media Day, freshman. Tried to get him to do a little wrestling promo for us. And he's like, eh, let me tell you something, bud. I've been going all morning. I'm, you know,
not
I'm
interested
hungry,
right now.
I'm tired. Let me tell you what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about taking a nap as soon as I get away from you guys. That's what's on my mind. So I'm not going to be your monkey and dance and perform for you right now. I'm
you ain't
sorry.
Paying me.
You caught me at a bad time, bro. We'll continue with the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 after this.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
This is Dan from Courtesy Acura. We're selling cars like candy bars. Back to the classic rock. Sweet ride home.
Are you and your family living in fear this holiday season?
Oh no, honey. Your Aunt Gertrude brought us another fruitcake.
This year, protect yourself and your loved ones with the latest in home security technology, the FruitTech Defense System. This patented device is easily installed under your welcome mat to provide you with round-the-clock surveillance.
Hello? Biddy? It's your Aunt Gertrude.
Please step away from the door. You and your fruitcake are too close to the house.
What?
Warning! The FruitTech system is now armed and activated.
Oh! Oh my!
The FruitTech Anti-Fruitcake Defense System. Santa's not the only one who can tell who's naughty or nice.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, whenever I have anything wrong with my car, I take it to Palmer Tire. Anything wrong with my wife's car? Palmer Tire. It's at 305 Southland Drive, and from June 15th through July 15th, get up to $70 in rebates on four Cooper tires. And as always, 6 months interest-free financing on anything they do. They're fantastic. Go see Brian or Wayne. It's Palmer Tire on Southland Drive.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Jeff Horn in a stunning unanimous decision in the Battle of Brisbane. All three judges scored the bout for Horn, who landed just 92 punches according to CompuBox. Pacquiao landed almost twice as many, 182. Pacquiao said he holds the contractual right to a rematch and would exercise it. NBA free agency, key reserve Andre Iguodala, staying with Golden State, agreed on a 3-year, $48 million contract with the defending champs, reports ESPN's Chris Haynes and Adrian Wojnarowski. Rockets agreed with P.J. Tucker, 4 years, $32 million. Joe Ingles agreed on a new contract with the Jazz, 4 years, $52 million. ESPN's Ramona Shelburne reports the Knicks interviewed former Cavaliers GM David Griffin for their president's vacancy. Baseball, make it 20 wins, the last 23 games for the Dodgers, the latest an 8-0 shutout of the Padres. LA manager Dave Roberts served his one-game suspension for his role in Friday's altercation with San Diego skipper Andy Green. Cardinals 2, Nationals 1. Washington's lost 5 of 7. Its NL East lead is down to single digits, 7.5 games on Atlanta. Diamondbacks 6, Rockies 2, two doubles, two RBI for David Peralta. Ricky Nolasco threw a three-hitter. Angels shut out the Mariners 4-0. Clint Frazier, first Yankee in 104 years to double and homer in his first major league game, but Houston rallied, scored 4 in the 8th, beat New York 7-6. Dale Earnhardt Jr., in what could have been his final NASCAR Cup Series start at Daytona International, with a 32nd place finish at the Coke Zero 400, the race was won by Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
The NBA offseason has been filled with excitement as teams look to load up and make a run at Golden State. Who's in position to challenge the champs? Mike and Mike will be talking basketball Monday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
It's ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo this weekend. 4th of July weekend. Love the holiday weekend. We'll definitely be grilling. This year, I'm going to grill jerk chicken and barbecue chicken.
You are a grill man.
That's the menu.
Do you have one of the eggs? Do you have the big green egg?
No.
You smoker?
No. The last one I had, which was great, I can't remember the name of it, but it was the way it was is the flame never hit the food.
Right.
So it has this concave. Is that the right word?
Yeah. It's not convex, because I know that would be right. the other way.
Okay, so concave, yeah. So it heats that, and then that way you can put the wood chips right on in there. You smoke it up right there, because the flame's never hitting the meat. So it still grills it, but it's more like an oven grill type thing, but you could smoke. Right. So I had that one for the longest, and I got rid of it and went back to the gas grill where the flame actually hits the meat. And then you get the little box, the metal box where you put the wood chips in it and do that.
Still get the flavor.
Yeah. But I upgraded to a much larger size grill. And this way you could cook faster. That was the one drawback to the other one. It was great for slow cooking. But if you just wanted to throw some sausages on, some brats, and be done really quick. Or if you wanted to cook a steak quickly at high heat, 700 degrees, you could do that with this one. One I have now. So sometimes it is hard to control the heat and some things get out of hand.
But this is life.
But I like this grill. Yeah, I like this grill. I've only had it assembled for a few months.
Weberman charbroil?
It is a broil master, okay. Broil king. Broil king.
Broil king.
I should remember this because I had a fight with these people over assembling their grill. You know, you see all these grills out front of a Home Depot and a Lowe's and all that stuff, and they're already assembled.
Yeah.
Genius me bought a grill in a box because it was the deal. I was getting a really good deal on a very large grill, and I thought, man, that's such a good deal. I'm putting this thing together.
I can tell you why it's a deal, yeah.
Oof. Well, putting it together, the screws and the holes just did not match properly. And so it was a two-day, I probably spent 8 hours total assembling this grill.
That could be fun.
Are at least 3 non-factory parts holding it together that I fashioned myself.
I think that may void the warranty.
I was pretty livid. It's probably the maddest I've been this calendar year assembling that grill. Yeah,
there's no doubt.
Yeah, it took me.
That's good.
It took me to another level. I was almost physically ill. I was so frustrated and mad with it.
Probably almost as good as me in my attic putting in a new exhaust vent for the bathroom.
I can remember at one point one of my kids walking into the room, and I just looked at him. He was about to say, "What are you doing? How's it going?" You know, I just looked at him and said, "Get out."
Like, point taken.
You do not want to see this. I'm sorry. Some things you can help Daddy with.
The screws don't fit.
That was it.
Exit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was miserable. All right, let's get to the phones. Our buddy Joe is on the line.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Dan, I want you to be honest. How many extra parts did you have left over?
I had at least a handful of screws that I had stripped trying to force them. And so I went and found my own screws and made it work. I just made it work.
That's what you have to do sometimes. Yeah. Hey, the reason I'm calling, since July 4th is coming up,
yeah,
could I give a little lesson on flag etiquette?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, my American flag was actually flown over our nation's capital, and my state flag was flown over the state capital.
Yeah.
What you do when you fly your flag, I have my American flag on a post on my porch, and then my Kentucky flag is recessed, honoring my American flag, and it's put on the frame of my house. Okay. You are supposed to take your flag in at night unless you have a light on it. Okay?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's another thing that most people do not follow. You will see it on courthouses, every place. If it's raining, the American flag is supposed to come down. It's not supposed to be in rain. So the way I do that, I take down my American flag and my state flag, and my American flag is recessed where it doesn't get wet.
Ah.
So these are just little things, and then when it gets worn and tattered, don't throw it away. You can turn it over to the Boy Scouts, local veterans, and they'll discard of it. Or if you got a fire pit, you can burn it or bury it. You do not throw it away in the trash can. So,
as an Eagle Scout, I would appreciate if you did what Joe just said.
I would not burn it either. I just wouldn't. I couldn't. I know that that's a proper way if it's torn and tattered and all that, but I just couldn't burn
it. I wouldn't do it either. No. I usually just turn mine over to somebody. That way they get a bunch of them, dispose of them at the same time. And one thing I was going to say on July 4th, what I always do, I have this old boombox that I save because it still plays cassettes. So every July 4th, I go out and I put this cassette in, crank it all the way up, and play God Bless America by Kate Smith.
Okay.
I play Proud to Be American by Lee Greenwood.
Yes.
And then I play the national anthem, and I stand there with my hand over my heart. People probably think I'm crazier than hell, which I am. But that's just something. I really love my country. I know politics is really crazy, but still at heart, I don't care. I love my country more than I do the people in it, put it this way.
Hey, did you see this story on this wrestler, this wrestler around Kentucky?
Progressive liberal?
The progressive liberal?
Yeah, I saw it. I actually laughed and laughed.
That's good,
but that is a great gimmick for, Eastern Kentucky. You have to give it. That is a gimmick and a half. And one little thing about sports, and I know the NBA isn't going to do this. They was talking about doing it like baseball. Why does the NBA Players Union, they're saying they'd rather just go back to where you come in when you're 18.
Yeah.
You would think the Players Union would want to be protecting their older players that are stars in the league. But to me, it looks like their union is saying, we can bring these young guys in here and run those dudes away. I'm a UK grad. I never miss a football game. But with the one and done's basketball, I don't watch half of them anymore. But I still do watch. I don't blame these guys for going and get their money. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But if they do it like baseball, I think it would improve the college basketball game probably 70%. You will have seasoned players, and then you actually get to see what you got. You think the last few years the teams have really been doing well have a bunch of juniors and seniors. That's wanted to get all that out there today. It's all I did, Dan, was cook a lasagna today because we're going to have a big cookout Tuesday. It's kind of celebrating July 4th.
Yeah.
And my wife and I will be married 31 years tomorrow.
Nice.
Congratulations, Joe.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it takes work. I felt like killing her a couple of times. But it's happier now. All the kids don't live here anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And like the old saying is, you can send the grandkids home.
Yeah.
Right. I've been stuck with this man for 31 years.
I wasn't even ready for that one. Hey, guys, you all have a great day, and I hope you have a real good July 4th.
Thank you,
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, you too.
All right, goodbye.
So,
there it is.
Yeah.
There, I mean.
That was phenomenal. That was a great call by Joe. That's one of the best calls Joe's ever made.
He's had some good ones.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Well, speaking of basketball that he brought up there, not that we're going to get into that too much, but Calipari was asked about what he thought about the one and done and
SEC teleconference and then again on Mike and Mike and really all the time.
Yeah. Because it's come up again like it's like something's going to change. And I don't know that it is. It's in the players' union hands. I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to play out. I don't really understand fully what they're weighing, what benefit is it to them.
I would imagine
they go straight from high school to the pros.
If they go straight from high school, I mean, to some degree, I think it might help out the players' union. You're going to have some more kids bust and fewer kids actually stick, right? So you're probably keeping some roster spots. The Sebastian Telfairs of the world, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's bad for the kids.
I think it's
because
bad for the kids.
Yeah, there's too many people in their ears telling them they're something they're not, and so then you've wasted your eligibility.
Cal said it best. I don't know if you heard him on the SEC teleconference, and then again on Mike and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "My kids have an insurance policy."
Yeah,
you know, you can say one and done. It's not one and done. It's never been one and done.
Yeah,
you know, it's one and forever. They can come back whenever they want when the hoop stuff is done.
Yep.
And get their degree. You have an insurance policy. Things don't go right. Injuries.
Yep.
All the other things. Maybe you planned on, you know, you were a top pick, but something happens. You can't do it. You come back, you get your degree. You're right here. Insurance.
And that's not nothing.
No.
I mean, it's free education.
It's a degree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely
It is a nice insurance policy. It may not be the... Now, most of these guys obviously are actually taking out insurance.
Yeah.
On themselves and their careers. So...
I think the college game, obviously, the college game would benefit greatly from a two-year rule because these guys would have to be there for a second year. You would, as a fan, you would get to know the players. Like, it used to be, you know, you would know the great players on the other teams a little bit better because they were around for 3 to 4 years. Now, if they're around a couple years...
Still kind of the case right now in the SEC right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be some more guys that come and go, but
if they're around for a couple years,
you got to hate them a little longer.
You get to know them a little bit better, and then obviously they're better as sophomores than they were as freshmen, better basketball players, and the quality of basketball is better. Calipari would contend they don't want to do that because can you imagine what team I would have? You know, he said that multiple occasions, many years.
Probably right too, right?
Yeah.
I think they're still coming.
Yeah.
If we had to do 2 years, I think they're still coming here instead of going overseas, whatever the other options are.
Right. They're still coming here. Now, baseball, it's the 3-year rule.
It's the 3-year rule. So people have mentioned that.
I don't think there's any way.
3 years is too long.
It is. Yeah. Because 3 years.
The NBA killed.
That's the length of your rookie contract.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Now, if you did that, you would have to do high school or after 3 years, right? You have to give them the option. It has to be one or the other, right?
There just has to be another way to enter the draft and have someone act on your behalf.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a high school kid and just throw your name in there and then hope that somebody... You have to have someone acting on your behalf, which is an agent. So it has to be a way to go through the process and retain eligibility.
So just get rid of the NCAA.
I don't know what that process is.
That'd be a good start.
But
so solve a lot of problems. I could have orange juice and apple juice at the same time or something, you know, something crazy like that. I could put the cream cheese on the bagel.
Right.
You can have the bagel, you just can't have any condiments on the bagel.
Right. Crazy.
That's an extra benefit.
Crazy. We'll talk about some of these guys in the Summer League and, of course, the under-19 Team USA team and what Ty Winyard did. Talk about all that next. ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, in the bayous of Louisiana, cowboy pay, that's what the Cajuns say.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oye, amigo, it is the Dan Levatar Show on ESPN Radio.
I asked for peace and quiet and watch the U.S. Open, and I got the furthest thing from peace and quiet and watching the U.S. Open. I got cousins, kids, a barking dog. I mean, I just got the entire family invited over. And one day a year, I ask, and I just watch the U.S. Open, and I didn't get that, but love you, fam.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Make me black and blue, but
I think I'm pretty with these old Team USA, under 19 team, plays today in about 2 hours, 12:15 p.m. And you can get it on YouTube, which
you can bear it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have extolled the values of Apple TV many times here on this show. And smart TVs in general. But when you have that YouTube link right there on your TV, and so you can just type in FIBA and go to the FIBA channel and watch these games. So I did that, and it was atrocious.
Yeah. No announcers.
There were no announcers. So it takes a few minutes to figure out who's who.
What am I looking at?
Yeah. And then there are some times where it's not synced up. So when the sound of the game is not synced up with what's happening, that messes you up too. But not having the announcers is just odd. But then on top of that, the game was just the worst for the first quarter. The first quarter was just horrible. I think 6 minutes went by and it was 4-0 United States.
Which I mean, it's to be expected, right? Like, this team comes together, though, in a couple weeks. They've been playing a decent, but all they do, for the most part, I mean, they go through a couple drills and stuff, but they're scrimmaging each other just to get better, right?
Yeah.
You're playing against higher level competition, and they know they're better than the other teams that they're going up against, at least 90% of the time.
It was just tough to watch. Now, I couldn't watch any more of it. No announcer.
Awful basketball.
Awful basketball. And then they wind up winning 108-48.
It's like an AAU game.
Yeah. Then they take off. And Diallo leads the team in scoring, 17 points, 7 of 9 shooting. P.J. Washington had 13 points. And the United States plays Angola today at 12:15. Right now, Ty Winyard and New Zealand are playing France. France leads 33-29 with a minute 48 to go before halftime. I don't know what Winyard's stats are, but you can watch that right now. I'm looking at it right now on the YouTube channel, FIBA's YouTube channel. But Winyard was amazing yesterday. I mean, out of this world yesterday. He got in some foul trouble, and so he didn't play a lot until they go into the fourth quarter, trailing by 8 points. New Zealand playing...
South Korea.
Yeah. So they're down by 8. Winyard scores 14 of his game high 22 points in the final period to help New Zealand win 88-81. And included with a minute 21 left in the game, grabbing an offensive rebound and putting a spin move on a defender and going with an up and under. 10 of 11 from the field was Winyard.
Looked like a basketball player.
Dominant. 22 points in 19 minutes. 14 in the fourth quarter. 10 of 11 shooting.
Just keep chopping.
Now, we say all that to say, does he even get a chance to play this year?
Look, I know it's New Zealand. Like, who else you got? He's clearly, he's a big dude. And with the spin moves, he showed a little agility. It seemed like he just doesn't fit in. Kind of Isaac Humphries, you know, and to some degree, but then man, Humphries with the big game against North Carolina. So it's like there's glimpses of these guys can still do a little something, and maybe they just need the right, the right fit.
Humphries clearly didn't feel like Kentucky was the right fit for him anymore.
Nothing against Kentucky. Right. He left, I believe, on good terms and was very appreciative, but.
But Winyard, I think, is going to be in a similar situation where you've got Nick Richards and Sasha Clea Jones and P.J. Washington and Jared Vanderbilt and
just a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
That are
Wynyan Gabriel. I mean, where does Ty fit in there? Because he is a big bruiser. I don't know.
I'd hate to see him go. I mean, he seems like a nice kid, too. You know, the couple times that we've gotten to talk to him.
He just blocked a shot just now, leading to a fast break, which New Zealand is
going to figure out a way to meander
away. It's tied at 33. A minute left, under a minute to go.
Not bad for New Zealand.
Winyard spins, goes up, and misses. But then New Zealand has just gone up 35-33. Again, you can watch it on YouTube on the FIBA channel. And then, of course, there is NBA Summer League that tipped off yesterday in Orlando, the Orlando Summer League.
Indeed.
In the Orlando Summer League, there's really only
three guys
from UK. That's Dakari Johnson, Derek Willis, and Bam Adebayo.
Oklahoma City Pistons Heat, in that order.
If you go to the Summer League page, if you go to NBA.com and then click on Summer League, the front page it's three guys, and two of them are Dakari and Bam.
Rightfully so, after the day they had to open up things down there.
Adebayo signed his contract with Miami and then went out and had 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
In a loss, but still.
Dakari Johnson went for 18 points and 10 rebounds. Derek Willis for the Pistons, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. You said you saw a highlight.
He almost obliterated the Thunder. He almost brought the Thunder and the Lightning, same time. I mean, he cocked back like... Oh, yeah. Was it, what game was it? Was it against Ole Miss? Do you remember the Derek Willett where he cocked back one hand, threw it down, and everybody went, oh,
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know Derek could get up like that.
Yeah.
He almost did the same thing, but dude fouled him hard. Nah.
Not going to happen here.
Not happening here, Chief.
Dakari Johnson, I read something on Oklahoma City's salary cap situation. We need to get Brett Dawson on the show to help us understand that. He, former Louisville Courier Journal writer and Cats Illustrated publisher, now covering the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Because Dakari Johnson he may not get his opportunity with the Thunder because of their salary cap situation. The Thunder just got Paul George. They've got Russell Westbrook. And Enes Kanter. Do they still have Steven Adams?
Yes.
They still have him. Okay. Kanter kind of fills the role that Dakari Johnson would fill. So they would have to move Kanter to get Johnson, is kind of the way I read the situation. But Dakari Johnson has been killing it in the D League. And Summer League, first game, 18-10.
Does what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because he's living in the Summer League.
Really hope he gets his chance. Maybe, if not with Oklahoma City, then he gets traded. How long do you keep the guy?
That's the thing. Why are you keeping him if you're Oklahoma City? Wouldn't somebody else? I know there's some other guys, and maybe Dakari still is looked at as the traditional, in quotation marks, big man, right? But from all reports and just how much he's done to change his body and be able to get leaner, meaner, faster.
Yeah.
I know it's Summer League, but again, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
He needs to play in the NBA this year. Winyard, by the way, catches the ball on the wing, takes his guy off the dribble. He has been sensational, apparently.
So what
they're showing some highlights of him right now, halftime, just kind of a montage. He caught the ball out on the wing around the corner of three-point line, takes his guy off the dribble, goes to the hole, takes him to school. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
So you're telling us that he needs to be facing a guy up, not necessarily living down on the block.
Right.
Because didn't he get the ball in the corner and then he was faced up originally when he got the ball yesterday, right? And then turned.
Yeah.
Spin move, and backed the guys down.
Right. This was, he got it facing the guy.
Yeah.
And went at him.
Looks like he needs to be facing dudes up.
Because we haven't seen that. We haven't been able to see that from Winyard. Facing a guy.
At UK, it's in the post, right?
Yeah.
Every single time. I've never even seen him out of the paint.
True. If he's got that. If he can show Calipari that, then he might get some more PT.
And Cal did tweet out he was watching Ty yesterday. Mm-hmm. So
watched him a little bit. Diallo said that he was just thankful to get that first one out of the way, that he hadn't played an organized basketball game that counted since December.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for him to get. He said, here's what Diallo said. Honestly, for me, it's just been great getting out there. Believe it or not, that's my first game since December. I haven't played an official game since December. So just me getting out there and being able to play, I just feel great. I'm happy that I played all right. I think I can play much better, but I'm happy with the way I played, having not played in an organized game since December. I was just happy to be out there, and we got the W as well. I just wish they had announcers. You know what we should do?
Announce
the games.
Redistribute the YouTube feed.
Yeah. Just took a mic to it, and we'll start announcing it.
Once I figure out the roster for the under-19 France team.
Oh, I won't even say who that was. Unless we knew him, you know. Unless it was like Tony Parker.
It'd be kind of like...
Son, Tony Parker's son, under-19.
There's Tony Parker's son.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like Bill Walton just calling any game.
Yeah. Yeah, he has no clue. He has no clue.
But man, it's awesome.
Now, Las Vegas starts, that summer league starts in what?
Next week.
Next week, yeah.
Utah starts tomorrow. The Sixers, the big one for everybody, obviously, with Briscoe, Aaron Harrison, and Poitras all looking for a spot.
You got Michael Mulder caught on with the Raptors.
Indeed he did.
Humphries is with the Wizards. Hawkins and Fox with the Kings. Monk's not going to play in Charlotte. Ankle injury, but... Yeah, all the guys who left UK, all eight of them.
Draft eligible.
Three go lottery pick. The other five wind up on summer league teams.
That is really good.
That's amazing.
I mean, the fact that look, you can say I'm older. The fact that Michael Mulder is getting a crack with the summer league team, limited time. I mean, still labeled, I would assume, as a shooter, right? That's why a team has got to be looking at him. It ain't his defense.
All right, so now, the unpopular take. Three lottery picks and five other guys who are on summer league rosters from a team.
Say it.
That didn't get to the Final Four.
Just say it. It's depressing. We've talked about it several times probably on this show, and I know outside the show.
That would be what people...
Is
would,
it an underachieving?
Yeah. Knock on Calipari is that...
The undefeated team that lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which who, now, by comparison's sake, I know Kaminsky, Decker, blah, blah, whatever. That's a rec league team in comparison. Yeah. I've got no qualms telling Frank Kaminsky. I would tell Frank Kaminsky to his face, you're a rec league player compared to Carl Towns.
And now there's a Gatorade commercial with Carl Towns.
Yeah, where's Frank Kaminsky? Ain't got a Gatorade commercial.
38 none. Is that what it says? 38 done, something like that. Yeah. Frank Kaminsky does not have a Gatorade commercial.
I think he was doing a little NBA draft combine work.
I think he has a cheese commercial.
That'd be appropriate. He's a
spokesperson for Sargento. Try the new Chipotle string cheese from Sargento.
I mean, you know what I mean, though? It's just like, come on.
Yeah.
And the first team that Cal had. I mean, look at what they've done. I know they were kids back then, but Wall, Bledsoe, Cousins, Daniel Orton getting chucked out of Philippines League. You know what I mean? all the guys that you had, and you couldn't beat West Virginia when they didn't score a two-point field goal in the first half. What? That's
what's going to be tough.
What?
Again, this year, as talented as this team is, he's got to get it figured out in such a short time.
I know it's different. And that's the thing. People don't understand it. It is difficult. You've got a ton of talent, but they're always young.
Yeah. It's like this USA team. Again, I mean, he's had like 8 days together with this team.
So he's familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's about the same short order. Can you get these guys to come together, figure out how to play with each other?
Just there's not much room for margin of error. I mean, there's just not, because you don't have enough time to get things figured out. You better figure it out quickly. And then here comes the tournament.
And a few mistakes can doom you in one game.
Yeah.
It's not a best of seven. It's not a best of five, best of three. That's it when it comes to March. You get one game.
We got to take a break. Back with more. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Alex Risen from ABC 36. Alex Risen from ABC 36.
You got it.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Sitting in for Mary Jo here on a 4th of July weekend. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show. If I had my chance, Sports Radio 1300. I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Home ownership is truly the American dream, and at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you. Buying a home is one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. At Bluegrass Land Title, we have a dedicated team of attorneys and professionals to ensure that your transaction goes as quickly and smoothly as possible. Responsive and knowledgeable, we are dedicated exclusively to real estate transactions. Learn more at BluegrassLandTitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
The 4th of July clearance event is going on now at Greens Toyota of Lexington. Save thousands with our Green Saver coupon with over 600 vehicles to choose from.
Great people, great cars, think Greens.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine.
Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote Car Starts, every brand and truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle Road.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Breathe out, breathe in. You can tweet at Alex Risen, R-I-S-E-N. ABC 36 is Alex Risen joining us here in place of Mary Jo. She's out this weekend. I just saw the Cat's Paws 24/7 tweeted that Eric Bledsoe got married on Saturday.
Oh, congrats.
I didn't see that. Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall, both groomsmen.
Different size suits.
Congrats to Eric Bledsoe.
Wynyard, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks at halftime in a 37-36 lead for New Zealand over France right now.
And some pretty sweet moves. Yeah, the U.S. team plays at 12:15.
Mighty Angola on tap.
Yeah. That's going to be another 60-point blowout, I'm sure.
Wasn't that the joke when the original Dream Team got together, that Barkley and the guys were, you know, they were talking about, hey, do you want to go over there? We can play Angola and then go, you know, like to the casino. Roll Angola by 58, 60 points.
Yeah, they're in that group. It's Iran, obviously, they're 60 points better than Iran, even after a start of scoring 4 points in the first
six minutes.
Yeah. And then Angola today, and then on Tuesday, 4th of July, 10:30 in the morning, it'll be Italy. And that's the best competition in that,
without a doubt,
in that group. So there are four groups of four, and then, you know, after the group plays over, it's seeded, so the one seed. So Group C is who the U.S. will face in their, like, pod of the bracket, their side of the bracket. So it'll be one group, U.S. is Group 1 versus C4. Group C is Canada, Japan, Mali, and Spain.
So Mali. I mean, that's right?
Yeah.
There's no way Mali comes out of that.
So Canada or Spain.
Probably the top. I would imagine Spain.
So the road goes through Canada or Spain. And then if New Zealand makes it, they'd be out of the top side of the bracket.
Yeah. Playing well.
And that goes where the quarter, that tournament, the round of 16 tournament begins Wednesday. So group play ends Tuesday. U.S. will play today at 12:15 against Angola, then play Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. against Italy, and then goes into the round of 16 tournament on Wednesday. And then on Friday, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, Saturday, and then a week from today at 12:30 p.m. is the gold medal game. Would they have announcers maybe by then? just grab Fred Willard and see if he and Jason Bateman are available? Wasn't that the combination from dodgeball?
Yeah, thank you. I got it.
I got to tell you, Cotton, that's a bold move. Bold strategy,
they're
going to
go without
Cotton.
Announcers. Bold strategy, Cotton. I don't think you'll be able to know what's going on. A lot of little people running around.
We mentioned that
Knicks Pistons, by the way, at 1. Magic Heat at 3. Pacers Hornets 5.
For NBA Yeah. One more time on that.
Knicks Pistons, so Derek Willis with at Detroit 1 at 1 o'clock. All the games on NBA TV.
Right.
Magic Heat, so Bam in the mix at 3 o'clock, right 3 after o'clock. Derek Willis, and then maybe you'll catch a Malik Monk interview because he's not playing or expected not to play in the NBA Summer League with the Hornets. They take on the Pacers at 5. He did an interview yesterday. That's online. Sprained ankle. Keeping him out.
Yeah, unfortunate.
But he is listed on the roster, so, I mean, if I don't know, if the stars align, maybe he'll get in the mix.
Yeah.
He's at least on the roster for Summer League. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, why do you put the guy on the roster if he's not playing at all?
Right.
Just to be there with the team? Get acclimated? Meet some guys?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he had the warm-up. I mean, he was dressed out.
Right.
It wasn't like he was in street clothes.
Switching here to football, we mentioned Keaton Upshaw earlier in the show, 6'7" tight end, 3-star tight end out of Lima, Ohio, committing to UK over schools like Louisville, West Virginia, Cincinnati, Purdue. One of the guys already signed, sealed, but not delivered, Lynn Bowden. You know, a lot is made of him. He's already drawn Randall Cobb comparisons. Vince Marrow says he's the best player in Ohio last year. Coaches have told, we saw some interviews with Joe Masato of SECCountry.com where they're talking about him as one of the best players in 25 years. I mean, they're just raving about Lynn Bowden. Well, he's not on campus yet, but our buddy John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal revealing that he should, or I'm sorry, that's for something else. I'll get to that in a second. Joe Masato, SECCountry.com's Joe Masato, said that Bowden's high school coach told him he was heading to UK right after the 4th of July. And Cats Illustrated's Justin Rowland said that Bowden needed to finish some coursework, and he's done that, and so
yeah, it's like his term was later or something.
So he should be here by the end of the week, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere in there.
So be looking for the tweet from him.
But we've already been seeing, you know, videos of Kentucky football.
Dude's going to work.
Going to work, showing some of that. Meal stuff, learning how to cook, prepare healthy meals for themselves. So the guys are already doing stuff. Now Bowden's got to come in, get acclimated, get going.
Shouldn't be a problem for the best player in quarter decade. Or, sorry, quarter century. Quarter decade would not be that great.
The thing about where UK is now, this football program, as to where it was, is they don't have to depend on Bowden to be a playmaker if he's not ready to be. Whereas before, they might have to depend on 4, 5, 6, 7 freshmen. They don't have to do that now. Benny Snell's not a freshman. They're not going to have to depend on any freshman offensively. So Bowden would be the only one if they had to go to him. But at receiver, Dorian Baker is going to be back. Garrett Johnson, experience there. I think Taven Richardson and Blake Bone are in a battle there. After that, Kaywon Ross. You got those guys. And then Lynn Bowden has got to get into that mix. So you don't have to depend on freshmen nearly as much as they did when Stoops first got here.
I'm not a fan of the talking guys up, like the second coming, though. Just my personal take. Like, I know you're making big strides, recruiting's ticking up, all this stuff, but when you oversell somebody, not necessarily even overselling, but when you talk them up and hype them up, man, when they don't deliver,
it's bad.
Then the fans go, well, what happened? Best player in 25 years, and you're just putting a lot on a kid.
Well, high school coaches are always going to talk bigger about their guys. And, to be fair, us in the media, I mean, I can remember asking Chris Tracy at Franklin County, Ryan Timmons' coach, does he remind you of Randall Cobb? I guess he could have said, I wouldn't compare him to Randall Cobb. Or,
I don't want to put that comparison on him.
Right. But he kind of did in a roundabout way, answering, says, well, let's listen, I get crazy here, but he does some things that some are things. Similar to that. Well, that turns into...
He does some things that are similar to that.
He's like
that.
Randall Cobb. Yeah. Eventually. And then when guys, some of these coaches talk about their guys, college coaches, position coaches, sometimes they want to give them a little love. But Lamar Thomas is careful not to be too...
He'll be down a receiver. He don't care.
And Stoops is very much aware. He'll say something like, well, I don't want to say too much about the guy yet. I don't want him to read about this yet. He doesn't need to know what I think.
Kind of like the Drew Barker on the Super Bowl commercial, right?
Yeah.
When you put a guy in the front of the pack,
he
better be a dude.
Yeah. So Lynn Bowden, there is, already a ton put on him. I mentioned John Hale from the Louisville Courier Journal because it's in my notes right here with the Lynn Bowden stuff is the Louisville recruits, the Louisville football players, like Rondale Moore, I'm sorry, who committed to Texas, and then Stephen Heron, who's a tight end, or defensive end, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And John Hale's just kind of doing an article about recruiting and these guys, and it just comes out that, well, we don't think Louisville's doing a very good job with us.
And the Trinity boys especially said.
Yeah. They're right down the road. They're not coming around. They're not giving me any attention. They're not paying me much respect. Yeah. And meanwhile, Kentucky's building relationships with these guys, and they feel like they're being snubbed by their home school, Louisville. That just seems typical, though, of Bobby Petrino, does it not? I mean, it just seems to fall in line.
Yeah, they put out the PC answer afterward, Bobby, the guys that have helped put this program together. And success here were the Michael Bushes, the Brian Brahms, Mario Uriti. I mean, it was homegrown talent. James Quick. They were staples.
Yes.
And not just on a state level. They built U of L.
Right.
So it's important. And Bobby knows it's important.
But why then would you not pay attention to these guys?
I don't know. Because it's very obvious they're not. Does he now think all of a sudden, now that I'm built on the shoulders of these guys, we're to another level and I can just go get these Florida guys.
Yeah.
Because we're good enough now that we can go steal guys away from Florida, FSU, Miami, as opposed to hope, I got to find the diamond in the rough and do this work.
But these guys
you don't got to do the work. Everybody's talking about them. They're the best in the state.
Yeah, Rondale Moore, Texas wanted him. James Quick, Ohio State wanted him. I mean, Brian Brohm had offers.
The kid out of St. X, the Pick Vandy. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. Yeah. The lineman.
So, it's not like other programs don't want these guys too. Big time programs. So, there's no shame. You're not finding a diamond in the rough. You're finding a guy that's
10 minutes away, nationally recruited.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wandale Robinson. Right? Out of Western Hills.
Yeah.
Getting a ton of pubbing. I don't know. Maybe just...
Just quickly just here, if you've not seen this kid, you should go see him. Western Hills, it's not far to go to Frankfurt at all from here to go see a Friday night game. Western Hills is kind of, the one thing Western Hills does, a couple things they do that's kind of cool. And Western Hills, you're not thinking of big time football tradition and all that, but they've had
a couple dudes.
They've had some good, they do have a couple dudes. And they've had, last year was one of their best seasons in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And the reason, one of the reasons, Wandale Robinson. But the cool things that they do, go early, and the band will come down from the top of the hill because the football stadium's down in a valley. And so the band will start at the top of the hill and march all the way into the stadium. And then at one of the end zones, they have a great student section that gets wild and dresses up and gets into it. And so it's a cool little area and atmosphere for a football game. At Western Hills, they put their... I think they put their PA guy. Doesn't he announce? Is that I may be getting that confused. But you know how some places you'll go and they'll do the play-by-play of the game. That may not be Western Hills. But anyway, my whole point of this is get down there to see a game because it's a good atmosphere and Wandale Robinson is worth going to see. He is something else. He is maybe 5'6".
Yeah, not a big kid.
5'6", I would think.
Maybe 5'8" in a helmet.
No. He's not tall. I stood next to him. He's not taller than me. And he is electric. Electric. No doubt about it. He's something to see. I don't know how much interest Kentucky is showing, but Louisville has definitely shown interest. All right, we got to take a break. One more segment left. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Still time to get your call in here, 381-1313.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some...
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Teach hybrid spring water
your children well.
And the volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series welcome Graham Nash in concert at the Lexington Opera House Tuesday, August 1st.
And feed them on your dreams.
And coming September 27, Rufus Wainwright. For tickets, call 233-3535 or Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Seems everything I buy these days.
Oh, yeah.
Has got a foreign name.
I'm the kind made right here in the USA. You know this song, My Baby?
Heard it before.
My baby is a man. Oh, you turned it up.
Color TV.
Oh, man.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
Here it is.
Next to me.
My baby is American baby.
Happy 4th of July weekend, folks.
You're welcome, America.
Yes, you're welcome. Hey, baseball. American is apple pie.
That's right.
As we would say. Nico Holsizer, Morehead State's All-American, wins the Home Run Derby, the college Home Run Derby.
Out in Omaha, Saturday night. And belting some bombs.
Nico, I don't know, did he finish as the leader in college baseball?
He wound up second. 27 in the regular season, yeah.
But he and the kid from EKU were tied
in the lead
at one time.
The pride of Madison Central.
They were tied right at like 23.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm. But Ben Fisher was not in this contest, or was he?
No, he was not.
No, he wasn't in there. Tristan Pompey
was.
And he finished
third.
Third.
He had 27 total.
And what did Nico
beat the kid from Alabama who broke the scoreboard. He hit a bomb, landed in the top, and pixelated a good row or a column of the scoreboard. So, I guess the folks at TD Ameritrade are going to have to cough up some coin to get some new panels.
This 4th of July weekend, speaking of baseball, marks another installment of Bobby Bonilla's payment from the New York Mets. Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid by the New York Mets every July 1st through 2035.
Yes!
2035.
Long time.
He gets paid $1.19 million.
And change.
This was originally a $5.9 million deal.
Right.
The Mets owed him $5.9 million from the 2000 season. He didn't even play for the team that year because they released him in January. So he worked out a deferred payment with an 8% annual interest rate. So he turned that $5.9 million into what is now $29.8 million. He's received $8.3 million of $29
million. Pretty smart guy.
Now, we always hear about that. Like, we know we've always hear, year after year, we hear about the Mets paying Bobby Bonilla. He also has a deferred payment from the Baltimore Orioles. Like, they owe him money, too. For the final year and a half of his Mets contract, the Orioles picked that up. Oops. And that was a $29 million deal. So they split $12.5 million payment, and that comes in 25 installments. So in 2004, that started, and Bonilla has received 14 payments worth $7 million and will receive another $5.5 million through 2028. So he's being paid by the Orioles annually through 2028 and being paid by the Mets annually through 2035.
To not play baseball.
Over the next 18 years, he gets another $27 million.
Man, I screwed up.
Of course, he lives in Florida where there is no state income tax.
Naturally.
Yeah. And Bonilla hasn't played in a game since what?
I have no idea.
2002, three, maybe? It's been a while. That's the way to go. That's the American dream right there.
It is.
Hey, thank you all for tuning in this 4th of July weekend. Have a wonderful Independence Day. Be safe out there with the fireworks. Don't wind up in the hospital. Be safe and enjoy the hot dogs and the hamburgers in America. Enjoy America.
Proud to be.
Absolutely.
My head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Provide.